Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together, we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything, from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Asian, and yes, first female Vice President of the United States. Please welcome Vice President Kamala Harris. Female audience, and I keep picturing my two daughters. I mentioned that to you. I keep seeing their faces, and you are a stepmother to Ella and Cole.
Yes.
Was Ella around 13 when when you came in? Cole 17-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. I have such an investment in this question because I, too, am in a beautiful dynamic. My children's stepmother, Allie, who I am the president of her fan club.
Great.
You and Doug dated for a while before you met them.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day? What was it like?
I remember it so well, and it was probably one of the most special days of my life. First of all, I'll tell you, we kind of don't use the term step, because I just think, I love Disney, however, Disney kind of messed that up for a lot of us over the years, you know, the evil step parent. And their word for me is Mamala, and so they call me Mamala. But Doug and I dated for a while before I met the kids for a very specific reason. His parents have been married 65 years. I am a child of divorced parents. And he didn't fully understand what I understood in terms of my own lived experience, which is it's really important, I feel, that, you know, children create such attachment. And until I was sure that he and I had something that was real, I didn't want to do that to the kids. And so, you know, and he'd say, it's okay, it's okay. And I was like, let's just be sure about this before that happens. And So our first date with the kids, we let them choose where we would go, and they chose the Real Inn. And it was the best day ever. I was very nervous. I put on, you know, I loved, if I'm not wearing heels, I'm wearing my Chucks. And so jeans, Chucks, jacket, and it was the best day ever. It actually ended up going on. So yeah, it was really good. It was great.
I actually spoke to the first lady about that decision and her awareness.
Yeah.
The integrity a human being must have to come into a dynamic. How did you know, if you went into it with such integrity, how do you deal with when the kids are acting a certain way?
So their mom, Kirsten, and I are friends. We have established a really wonderful friendship. We're on the same team, right, about parenting. We respect each other and we like each other. And I think what's really important and will make it work is when all of the adults who are in that dynamic have respect for each other.
Yes.
And understand that this is not about territorial
yes.
ownership, right? But it is about respect.
Yes.
You know, I was very clear with the kids. I am not here to replace your mother.
Yes.
You have that one mother. And I'm the second mother.
Mamala.
Right, Mamala. And I think that when the adults are really clear about, you know, a commitment to mature relationships, it makes it so much easier for the kids because children don't want to have to choose.
No.
And,
no.
And it's just not fair to them to put them in a situation where, intentionally or not, they're being manipulated around the adults' weird relationships with each other. Right.
Well,
and
that's
you have to sort that out.
A great segue to say that I keep thinking in my head that we all need a mom. I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country. And as a woman who respects so much and wants to share and wants to be confident and has no ounce of meat that has competitiveness, when we lift each other up, we all rise.
That's exactly right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
However, we need a great protector.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of it is I think that, sadly, over the last many years, there's been this kind of perverse approach to what strength looks like, which is to suggest that the measure of one's strength is based on who you beat down, instead of what we know, the true measure of your strength is based on who you lift up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, and if you ever want to measure, if you ever just want some indication, objective indication of your individual power, see what you can do to help other people, people in need. And it could be just a simple act.
Yes.
Including just taking some interest in actually listening.
Yes.
To how people are feeling and to sincerely have some interest and care and concern about their well-being or their suffering. And I think we all know that's what we want in each other. That's what we want from leaders. But let's be intentional about it and open about saying, you know, that's really what strength looks like. And that's the kind of strength that we want.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, As an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Now, I want to talk about the first man, the first VP. I mean, you're...
He's the first second gentleman.
The first second gentleman. Doug.
Doug, yeah.
So, is it true you got set up on a blind date?
Yes.
Okay, is it true that you might have Googled him before?
So, my best friend, who was like a sister to me, called me up and she's like, I need you to go out with this guy. And she's very bossy, as best friends should be. Don't Google him, just trust me and go out with him. And I said, okay, and then I Googled him.
Did you find anything in that search? Because I'm apparently a terrible Googler. I'm not a great Googler. Uh-huh. I have a really hard time getting to any tidbits or meat or anything. Did you come across anything that intrigued you?
I saw, so he was, and still is a lawyer, and so I saw a picture of him, and he just had the kindest face, and I just thought, okay, I mean, she's so insistent, and I mean, obviously after I met him the first time, then I could really, I had a sense of who he is. I mean, a photograph is just that, it's a photograph. I mean, these days people are dating all the time online. I don't know, how's that going?
Not great. You know, right? Not great.
For some, it's okay. For others, it's kind of, yeah, I think people are getting back to dating in real life. Blind dates.
There are studies, actually, yeah, that there is a university that, I can't help
like,
it.
Let's get into this conversation.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
There's a university that's doing, like, I used to fantasize about eHarmony because it was questionnaire-based.
Uh-huh.
And who's to say that someone who is your opposite won't compliment you? Who's your imago Freudian mirror image? Maybe that's what suits you. Who knows? However, getting to know each other first through questionnaires felt really exciting to me.
Yeah.
And we've lost the art of that. So there's a college that has a blind questionnaire. Mm. And then they match you up with one person and you meet. And the success rate apparently is phenomenal. We just did a story about it.
Have you tried it?
I would like that opportunity. I never really got to go on a blind date, funny enough. I know if someone set you up, I never have asked anyone to set me up. I never want to burden anyone with that. But you are Mamala. If anyone comes to mind, okay. I don't know. I don't know. I've never asked anyone.
I'm gonna think about it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll think about it.
I have some questions here. We usually tend to call it the final five, but I'm gonna put it up right now. Would you mind if I put some questions up for you?
No, I don't mind.
All right. It's the final five, not in the final. Here we go. Questions.
Surprise! Hi. I bet you didn't see this coming. In honor of our upcoming 10-year wedding anniversary, wow, 10 years, I have a special final five for you. Be honest. What was the first thing you thought when you saw me on our blind date?
Oh, come on.
And do you remember what I was wearing?
So, yes, he was wearing a suit without a tie, and I was like, where's his tie? But I saw beyond that, and I saw a really wonderful person. Yes, I remember that. Aww. I remember that really well. It was wonderful. I got TMI for national TV, but I'm gonna give it to you anyway.
This is the place.
So he comes to pick me up, and I get in the car. I'm in the passenger seat. He's in the driver's seat, and he looks over at me. He says, I just need you to know something. Okay? I'm a really bad driver. I was like, what did I just get into?
Okay, next question.
Who said I love you first? And where were we?
He did.
Do you remember where you were?
I don't.
But that he did. Okay, next question.
What did my mother say the first time she met you?
Oh, Lord. Okay. So my mother-in-law, Barb, from Brooklyn. So first time meeting her, she comes up to me. She puts my face in her two hands, and she looks at me, and she says, look at you. You're prettier than you are on TV. Mike, look at her. She's prettier than she is on TV. My mother-in-law, Barb, who I love to pieces. I love Barb to pieces. She is like a tigress. If anybody messes with her family, she's ready to take care of them.
I like her. Okay, next question, please.
What is your favorite Sunday dinner to cook for our family?
That's my favorite. I mean, these days, life is pretty crazy, but probably one of the family's favorites is roast chicken. And but yeah, I love family, Sunday family dinner. It's just whoever's in town, the kids, all of that.
Thank you. All right, the last question from the second gentleman, please.
Okay, last question. How would you rate my first term as second gentleman?
1,001%. Absolutely.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I do have one love here. My co-pilot, who has a very hard-hitting question for you. I hope that's okay.
Absolutely.
Ross, Ron?
Yes. Hello, hello. Hello, Madam Vice President. It's me, Ross. Hi, hi, hi.
Hi.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I want to ask a question about a topic that really unites America. Fast food. Okay, so here's the deal. I heard a rumor that you worked at McDonald's. Is this true?
I did. Yes, I did.
I didn't know that about you.
I was in school.
Me too. Uh-huh. I worked register, drive-through, and grill. I was known as a triple threat, okay? Just for the record.
I did fries.
Just the fries?
I did fries, and then I did the cashier.
Okay, I'm impressed. Fries are hard. Okay. Uh-huh. So here's my question for you. If you get the motorcade to pull through the drive-through, you want to know, right? What is your order at McDonald's?
I would probably do a quarter pounder with cheese and fries.
I respect that order.
Yeah.
That means you know what you're talking about. That's a good order.
Yeah.
And I have to follow-up question, if that's okay. What's your dipping sauce for the fries? And if you get a nugget, what would you dip?
I like the barbecue sauce. Mostly.
Yeah,
that's my favorite dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Especially for the chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. That was a hard question and you passed the test. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking it seriously.
But also,
she's continuing.
Ketchup packets in McDonald's are so good. Have you ever noticed that ketchup is just especially thick? It's like it's It's got a little sweetness in it.
Yeah, because you have to work for it. You have to open the little thing.
I got it right, exactly.
Squeeze it out.
Like, hold on to some extra ones because you just don't know.
Could you do me a favor? I'm just talking a policy question here. Could you ask them to make them slightly larger, though? Because I like a lot of ketchup.
Right. You know, they have the big canister and, you know, it's just...
All right, see, she's negotiating. Okay, we'll talk it out later. We'll keep the dialogue going.
Wouldn't mind if they gave you something to put the ketchup in, because I tend to drive and eat. I am a fast driver, and I drive and eat. I'm California. You drive everywhere.
I know. But that's, you gotta, like, do all the, you know, sometimes you could even just, like, get a, when I was campaigning and being in the car all the time, we would just cut open a garbage bag. No, I'm serious.
I keep garbage bags in my car.
Like, when you're driving, then just, like, cut them open before you get in the car, and then just kind of tuck it in, and it's just a really great, massive bib. It works. I am here to help.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I appreciate you more every single day. Not only thank you for going out and championing on behalf of all of us, but thank you for being the mother, the woman, the sister, and the daughter.
And friend, and I love my, and I just, it's really important. I think most of us, I will speak for myself, I could not do anything that I do on a daily basis, much less have arrived at this point, without an extraordinary network of friends. I mean, my best friend from kindergarten is still one of my best friends. And I think, and again, I mentor a lot of young women mostly, but young men also. And I say to them, you know, it's really important, and I say this to everybody, choose to be around people who love you, who care about you, who are going to be honest with you, like, girl, you need a mint, you know? People will be like, you know, if you trip and fall, they'll laugh with you, but then they'll pick you back up and push you back out there. You know, you were asking me earlier about what it means to be, like, the first woman. And, you know, it's funny, because people still got to get used to this, right? I mean, my staff, for example, sometimes they'll show me little things that just amuse me. Like, apparently, some people love to talk about the way I laugh.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love your laugh.
Well, let me just tell you something. I have my mother's laugh. Oh. And I grew up around a bunch of women in particular who laughed from the belly. They laughed. They would sit around the kitchen and drinking their coffee, telling big stories with big laughs. You know, I'm never going to be... That's just... I'm not that person. And I think it's really important for us to remind each other and our younger ones, don't be confined to other people's perception about what this looks like and how you should act in order to be, right? It's really important. It's important.
I love your laugh. And I love that message. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Guess what? Josh and Blue are back with a new podcast that is sure to tickle your preschooler's earbuds.
Let's guess who with Josh and Blue.
Anytime could be game time, at home or in the car.
Here on a game show.
So you both can get in your thinking chairs or car seats and guess the guest together.
Oh, buckle up, everyone.
Blue and all her friends are here for you. Listen to Let's Guess Who with Josh and Blue wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.